Welcome back. It was just a few weeks ago when an Australian independent journalist by the name of Maria Zee got ousted from her own bank. Zee first realized something was wrong when she noticed that her bank card was not working at most ATMs. So as anybody would, she called up her bank, ING, a major Australian bank, but they advised her nothing was wrong. Soon thereafter, she received an email from the bank saying her accounts would be closed within a week. So what happened? Why did a bank close her accounts without any warning or explanation? Well, after some research of her own, Zee realized that her former bank, ING, is listed as a partner on the World Economic Forum website. This is important to note because Zee had launched her own media company called Zee Media, and she reports extensively on the World Economic Forum and exposes their true agenda and Australian politicians linked to the World Economic Forum. Now that we know all of this, the question is, was this a politically motivated move by ING Bank? Sure looks that way. Here with us now is Maria Zee herself. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Allison. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. So Maria, before we get into the debanking, I would love for you to give us a little bit of a background as to how this all came to be. I know I initially became familiar with your work during the scamdemic, where you were extremely vocal about all of the COVID tyranny taking place over in Australia. Tell us what inspired you to begin speaking out and what led you to where you are now.
Well, Alison, I've known about the agenda for the New World Order, now commonly known as the Great Reset, for many, many years. But when I witnessed how bad things had gotten, I couldn't remain silent anymore. So I started speaking out on social media. We have very limited independent media in Australia, and simply put, the public was asking for it. So I decided to do it, and I did it wholeheartedly. In just over a year, Zee Media has become the largest independent media network in our country. And so it's no wonder that we have been the target of many, many attacks by people like the Associated Press and other media outlets like USA Today, writing slander pieces on us that aren't true. And of late, 60 Minutes did a hit piece on us recently. There was a very, very tragic situation in Australia involving some shooters and police. Unfortunately, innocent people lost their lives. And 60 Minutes did this hit piece on Christians and people who believe in the last book of the Bible and how online media is radicalizing the Australian people and turning them into domestic terrorists. Who was featured? Yours truly. And 1 week before that, I mean, this occurred 1 week after my debanking. So the question is, Alison, is the mainstream media colluding with the banks to silence anyone who would speak out against the government?
Well, it certainly does seem that way. And it's very scary that this would even be a reality right now. But it's no doubt that you're obviously a threat to the system. I mean, you're exposing the truth and people are waking up because of it. So let's jump over now to the debanking. How did that all pan out and what is the current situation there?
Well, as you mentioned, I noticed that my bank card wasn't working. I did clarify with the bank that there was no red flags on their end. It wasn't my banking practice or anything that they could see. So they assured me everything was fine. And then lo and behold, a few weeks later, I get this email on the 9th of March saying that my accounts are about to be closed. I contacted the bank, first of all, making sure it was them. They said it was. But once I spoke to their so-called specialist team, who were apparently able to answer my questions, they said they did send the email but didn't have a copy of it. So they asked me to read the contents of the email to them and then just repeated what the contents of the email were, which was no explanation, no reason as to why. I couldn't think of any reason as to why they would do this. Everything I do is above board as far as, you know, I'm a law-abiding citizen and so on, for now, until they make free speech illegal. I asked them the only question that I could really think of, Alison, which is, do you close people's accounts because of their political views? Mm-hmm. And I was met with a radio silence, a several second silence before being placed on hold. The representative came back and repeated the same thing, which is all of the information is in that email, which, as I said, was nothing. We did the right thing as a media organization and contacted their PR manager, Megan Landoro, gave her the opportunity to respond. They said they couldn't give us any information due to customer confidentiality. I came back and said, I am the customer. I'd like to know why I was debanked. They did not respond. So ING Bank are welcome at any time to respond to the actual reason as to why I was debanked, and I'll happily publish that. But the timing of the hit piece and the debanking, Alison, really is the big thing here. It seems like an intimidation tactic.
It sure does. And it's just unbelievable that they have nothing to say in response to that. But this isn't the first time we've seen something like this happen. I mean, back when the trucker protests were taking place up in Canada, many Canadian citizens had their accounts shut down. They couldn't access anything there. I mean, do you think this is just the norm moving forward for any of us that are in opposition to an authoritarian government?
Yes, I think it really is the globalists flexing their muscles, showing us what our future will look like if we dare disobey. Recent information came out that they actually planned to freeze the Canadian trucker protesters' bank accounts prior to the enactment of the Emergencies Act. So it really is a coordinated effort by those who are in power, whether legitimate or not, to silence anyone who disagrees with them. This is the beginning of the social credit system that every single country aligned with the World Economic Forum froths at the mouth at when they talk about how China is so great, and Klaus Schwab's been caught saying this, you know, China runs their government so great. The Chinese government was just locking people in burning buildings under the guise of public health, people who tragically lost their lives, you know, people who probably weren't even sick. And so this is the future for all countries around the world aligned with organizations such as the World Economic Forum if we don't stand up. And unfortunately, you know, this particular instance, thankfully, they gave me a week and I was able to find a new bank, a community bank, which I think everyone should be doing, create a bank run on the big banks instead of the small banks. But in the future, Alison, it won't be that easy, because if there is a CBDC and a digital ID and a social credit score system, which they are desperately trying to build, I mean, here in Australia, we've just been told the big four, one of the major banks in Australia, will no longer give customers cash over the counter. You are not to withdraw your own money any longer. They're going to ban it. So they're really pushing for this digital currency. If that system is successfully set up, there won't be a 1 week warning, Alison. It'll be, you've done something wrong, your bank account is cut off. And who knows how you'll be able to actually trade moving forward if you have no option other than digital.
Yeah, it's truly terrifying, and I couldn't agree with you more. I think CBDCs, social credit system, it is our inevitable future unless we all stand up and resist this. I mean, I don't know what else can we do to stop this?
Yeah, I think people really need to support their local community banks, banks that have good values. As I said, create a bank run on the big banks. Money talks. And if the world realizes that, you know, this is one thing that I think everyone can unite on, that they don't want globalists to have control over their money and where they spend it. I mean, just look at the report that ARUP published, The Future of Urban Consumption in a 1.5 Degree World. I encourage everyone to read that report. Within that report, it talks about an ambitious goal of zero meat consumption per person per year moving forward by 2030. It also talks about restricting travel to 1,500 kilometers per person every 3 years. So, you know, all those people who complied with the ridiculous mandates in order to travel, well, that's going to be obliterated. And these are the types of restrictions that will be able to be created if we go digital. So the way to resist this is for everyone to look at a parallel economy, supporting local banks, and again, it is something that the whole world can unite over. We've been so divided over global issues, but the one thing I think everyone will agree on is that no one should have control over where you spend your money, how you earn your money. I mean, this is the point of a free world. We should be able to do what we want with our own earnings. It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more. Well, Maria, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure to have you. Where can people follow you and your work?
Yeah, you can find us on zmedia.com. That's our own platform. We're also on Rumble under Maria Z, one word, and on Telegram under zmedia, Instagram, maria.z. I won't keep flooding, but the main platform is our own website, zmedia.com. Thank you so much, Alison.
Thank you, and keep up the great work.